At the IFAJA Congress taking place in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, I'm visiting with John Gregson, who is senior manager for, is it Waitrose?
Waitrose, that's okay.
Let's start out, John. Tell us a little bit about your company, because we're learning as we go here.
Okay, Waitrose is the eighth largest supermarket chain in the UK. We've got 317 shops. We've got five shops in the Middle East, and we export to 45 countries. We are a co-owned business, which means that everybody who works for the business owns the business. We're a private company. We don't have any external shareholders. And it's been that way since the early 1950s, which basically means that as far as farming goes, we can always take a long-term view because we don't have any external shareholders. We're pushing to make a quick buck. So we tend to work with farmers we've worked with for a long time. Many of them have worked with us for many generations, and we like that because it means that we get the kind of product we need, and they know us and they trust us. We have our own farm. We have our own farm in Hampshire, 4,000 acres,
okay,
that supplies mushrooms, rapeseed oil, and various other bits and pieces. We pioneered the producer group system, which means that we don't buy stuff on the open market. We only buy from farmers we know and trust, which is that long-termism again. So that's where we are. And as you say, it is kind of odd. We are unique in the supermarket business in this country. So it's not usual by any stretch of the imagination.
It sounds to me like you kind of have maybe a little more of a connection to the farmer, though, than we at least perceive in the United States a lot of these big supermarket chains do, where they're, you know, they're just looking at what's the cheapest commodities I can get from wherever I can get it. You have more of a connection with the agricultural journalists here. Do you have a connection with them, especially here?
We do, because we have such an unusual corporate story, if that makes sense. We've got to connect with them all the time. And we pioneered lots of things, like I said, you know, very short supply chains, working with farmers that we know. The kind of things that other supermarkets are now starting to cast an eye on and thinking that might be a good kind of opportunity to do something along those lines. So as pioneers, it's really important that we continue to tell our story, because one of the things that's true in history, I think, is that people tend to forget the pioneers, and the Johnny-come-latelys tend to get the column inches, and we get forgotten. So a connection with the farm journalists is really important, and we work with them very, very closely. And one of the reasons we are here sponsoring this event is because they are so important to us, and this is a thank you to them for all the work they do.
So one last comment, perhaps, on the idea that we see not only in the United States but around the world.
Yep.
About the need today to let the consuming general public, who's generations even removed from the farm, to understand where their food comes from. It doesn't just come from the grocery store.
Absolutely. You know? Education is really important to us. And on our farm in Hampshire, we're in the process of building an education centre to help that process, to work with schools. We spend a lot of time on the road and at shows telling people where their food is from. And letting people meet those farmers that work with us, which is a really important part of what we do. And our farmers, because they know us and because they work with us for a long time, are happy to do that. And we have a great relationship with them. And so we really believe the key to good education is that strong relationship with the people that actually grow and supply our food. And without that, we couldn't do the education piece as well as we do.
Wonderful. Well, I don't know if I'll have a chance, but if I do, I would love to visit one of your stores.
You'd be more than welcome.
I know it may seem kind of weird, but I love visiting grocery stores, especially in a new country.
You'd be more than welcome, Chuck. Thank you so much.
Okay. That is John Gregson with Waitrose. He is one of the sponsors here of the IFAJA Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.